Chapter 9. Let the consequences do the screaming. As parents, we have within our reach the greatest and most effective disciplinary strategy in the history of the world. Let's make it even more grandiose. We have at our fingertips the most powerful teaching method ever devised or discovered. No, it is not military school. The single greatest teaching and discipline strategy is a phenomenon embedded within the fabric of life itself. Simply put, here it is. Our choices have consequences. Every single one of them. It is a bedrock truth in life. Now, you know about this on several levels. You've seen the ripple effect of the smallest drop falling into a lake, for instance. And you've heard the notion about the mere flap of a butterfly's wings leading to a hurricane across the globe. Every action we take has come in response to a million actions before it, and therefore leads to another million actions afterward. Do you know what commands the most respect in a leader? Hint, it's the same quality that leads to the personal maturity of self-directed people. The quality that commands the most respect is an ability to accept responsibility for one's actions, regardless of the factors leading up to those actions. This is what we all want for our kids. We want our children to see their spot in the world and be aware of all the influences on their choices. And in light of all that, we want them to take personal responsibility for their choices and accept with dignity the repercussions, the consequences of those actions. You make a choice, you accept the consequences of that choice, good or bad. That's the type of maturity we want for our children. That's the self-direction we've been talking about. Well, here's the good news and the bad news. Good news, as I stated earlier, the primary vehicle for nurturing that type of maturity in your child is at your very fingertips. It is bigger than you, more powerful than you, and it is always ready for action. You want your children to grow up and accept the consequences for their actions? Then all you have to do is welcome those consequences into your home now. It's really that simple. Here's the bad news. If you start to welcome consequences into your home, first you have to learn to accept those consequences for yourself. And we humans have been avoiding those consequences since the beginning of time. By choosing to listen to this audio, however, you have proven that you are willing to accept the consequences of your actions. You are already growing in that ability. But now it gets even tougher. Now you have to learn to watch your children suffer through their own consequences. The truth about consequences. Marianne, a single mother of four, was engaged in a frustrating pattern with her 14-year-old daughter, Julia. Seems that mornings were getting harder and harder for both of them. They lived within walking distance of Julia's school, but Julia preferred to catch a ride with Mom on her way to work. Every morning, Julia whined and stalled, and Mom reacted by nagging and screaming. This pattern, not unlike one you may have enjoyed with your child this very morning, had been going on for a long time, and it was destroying their relationship. But one morning, instead of screaming and nagging, Marianne decided to focus on herself. She decided to stop her part of the pattern. Here was her proclamation. "Julia, I'm leaving in 10 minutes. If you're not ready to go, I'm still leaving. It's your choice whether you want to ride with me or not." This was not a loud, boisterous threat, nor was it an anxious plea to comply for Mom's sake. Marianne simply stated her intentions in a calm, clear voice. In the process, she highlighted Julia's own choice in the matter. You can guess what happened next. 10 minutes came, and Marianne went. Julia had to fend for herself. The way Marianne tells it, she didn't even really think about Julia until she got the phone call around noon. "Mom, what can I eat for lunch?" "Don't you have your lunch money for the cafeteria?" "I'm not at school, Mom. You left me at home, remember?" Her tone of voice reflected her attitude. Very entitled. "You are going to walk to school right now, Julia, and I will not write you a note. You will take an unexcused absence. You'd better go now so you don't have too many missed assignments. Bye." And Marianne hung up. She didn't call back to check up on her daughter. Instead, she returned her focus toward herself and what she needed to accomplish at work.